He has to stand aside from himself and observe the chief events of his life with philosophic detachment. Some of them may fill him with emotions of regret or shame, others with pride and satisfaction. But all should be considered with the least possible egoism and the greatest possible impartiality. In this way, experience is converted into wisdom and faults are extracted from character.